former Redskin linebacker, former Penn State linebacker, and he will be inducted into the Whippeal Hall of Fame coming up soon as well, and that's LeVar Arrington, who now hosts a radio show on one of our sister stations, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. LeVar, good morning.
What's going on?
Well, first off, there's a lot going on in D.C. sports. So first we have to ask you, because we had Willie Parker on our show yesterday, and that's where he kind of buried the Redskins. What'd you think of his comments about the atmosphere down in Washington with the Redskins?
Yeah, we had a long conversation about it on our show yesterday. You know, I think it was a generalization by Willie Parker, but I certainly could understand where his mindset was about it. I mean, I wouldn't say the whole team, but if I was speaking, you know, from my experiences, you know, I had the unique experience of having the same vantage points as him, you know, probably even more so because I grew up as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and played for the Washington Redskins. And so, you know, I told our fans it's more of a challenge. If you were offended by some of the things that Willie said, then it's up to you to change the environment in which the Redskins play in. It is true about the support of the Pittsburgh Steelers fans and how, if you really think about it, there's not very many franchises, if any, that compares to how loyal and how into it the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base, you know, how they are. So it's one of those things I think you got to take a look at from the standpoint of, you know, but that's how Pennsylvania sports are in general. I made the comparison. You can't compare how Maryland does things with football to Penn State. It's just not, it's two different levels. It's not comparable. And then when you talked about the players, you know, for me, you know, everybody isn't on the team that, you know, partying and stuff like that. I know when I was on the team, that was some of my concern, you know, that some of the guys were partying too much. But and then again, you got to take into consideration, it's two different types of cities. You know, Washington, D.C. has a ton of different things to do. It's a way bigger melting pot than Pittsburgh is. There's just a lot of differences in the two places, and people can easily fall into the I guess the pit or the trap of doing too much social stuff here in the district. It's a very event oriented city. So if you don't understand that and you can't do things in moderation, then you will fall into a pattern of just going out and being out because there's always something to do in this city. So I can understand where he's coming from. And a lot of people, you know, always use the excuse of, well, he's just disgruntled because he didn't, you know, make the team and different things like that. And I say, look, I just challenge individuals, you know, go to a Steelers game. You know, if you're upset about what he said and you think that he's inaccurate, I challenge you, you know, take the drive from here. It's a 3.5-4 hour drive. Take the drive. You know, you might not even need to go into the stadium. Just see how they are outside of the stadium. And that was my challenge to the fans. And then as far as the players, I mean, you're always going to have some guys that just aren't professionals. That's it. When I played for the Washington Redskins under Steve Spurrier, if we had more professionals, Steve Spurrier would have been more successful. I probably still have three, four more Pro Bowls under my belt, and who knows what we may have done, you know, if we had more professional football players in the locker room. So I get it. You know, I have to admit that I do get it.
Man, LeVar, have you changed? I couldn't get you to say three words when I would have put a microphone in your face when you were playing for Penn State. Now you're just going. I love it. But
well,
if you want
to
make a point.
You have to be afraid. You have to be afraid of saying anything when you're at Penn State. You don't want
That's
to get
true.
The dog out, you know?
But, LeVar, I mean, if you ever want to make your point even more resounding about that very topic, it was a Monday night game 3 or 4 years ago where there was 80% Steeler fans in the Redskins. I mean, that was just ridiculous. But I want to get to some other topics with you here. Is Bruce Boudreau done as the head coach of the Capitals?
It's a hard one to say, guys. I mean, they obviously got swept by the Lightning, and it's one of those things. I think, knowing how Ted Leonsis is as the owner of the team, I'm more prone to say that, you know, they made a commitment to him. He did sign an extension last season, I do believe. And here's the thing. You know, him and George McPhee have put together, to me, a very impressive team. And if you look at his resume, Boudreau has won the Southeast Division every single year as the head coach of this team. You know, last year they came under intense scrutiny because they didn't have enough defense. They go to the drawing board, they change it, and now they play a more defensive-oriented style of game, and they had no power play and weren't able to execute well enough to get enough goals during the course of this year. So now they have to find that balance between the defensive scheme and the offensive scheme that they used to have last year. And I think when you look at it, I also made the comparison last year, last night on our show, that I made a comparison with Bill Cowher. You know, Bill Cowher won one Super Bowl. I said, could you imagine if everybody said every single year, well, what are they going to do with Bill? Well, what are they going to do with Bill? Well, is he out of here now? Are we getting rid of him now? I think the makings of a great franchise are the franchises that know when they have a coach that is achieving at a high level, even if they're not winning at all. And I think that's the biggest thing here. He's achieving at a high level. They're just coming up short in the playoffs. Sound familiar? Yeah, for the longest time, Bill Cowher kept coming up short. But you know what? Every once in a while, he made it far. They made it to the Super Bowl. They lost. And then the man wins one Super Bowl in his final season. So it's all about what you want. Do you want to have consistency and lead your division or be close to it in the season as a number one seed and maybe not win the Stanley Cup every single year? Or do you want to keep trying to create that carousel effect with coaches trying to win the Stanley Cup? I mean, what's the alternative? You know, and that's, I think that's what they're going to have to take into consideration. But I think that they should keep him because I think that he's a really good coach, and it's just a matter of time before he tweaks it enough with, keep in mind, a very young Capitals team and goes to the next level with it.
Talking to LeVar Arrington here on the Fan Morning Show. LeVar, of course, the former North Hills and Penn State. Great NFL, great. You can hear him on our sister station, 106.7 in D.C. in the afternoon. So, LeVar, what about the makeup of the roster, though? In fact, toward the end of last night's game, I'm not sure how winnable it was. I don't think it was. Alexander Semin gave up on a play. He dogged it to the bench. Pierre Maguire ripped him on versus. Do they have to change the makeup of the roster so that having talents like that that are getting beaten by the third line of the Tampa Bay Lightning, do they have to make changes?
I'm sure they got to. Yeah, you know, every team has to make changes. And I think that it's no different with this Capitals team. So, you know, when you really look at it, I think that, yeah, you know, Semin disappeared, Backstrom disappeared, Mike Green disappeared during the course of this game. And so, I really believe.
Right, I was going to say, there's a good chance we're not going to get there.
Yeah, you know, it's yeah, they're going to have to make changes, guys. I mean, but I don't think they need to make too many.
LeVar, what about, I guess, coming up in about a month or so, the WPIL Hall of Fame? What does that mean to you?
Oh, man, that's it's a big thing for me. I'm excited about it. That's where some of my greatest days happen for me. And I think it's a hard one to judge which one was more of an amazing time in my life, but I think think my time in the Whitfield probably ranks the highest because it was still pure for me, and it was still about football, and it was such a competitive time in the Whitfield. I tell people, selfishly speaking, from top to bottom, from quad A on down to single A, I don't think there's ever been a time period where there were just so many amazing talents in the Whitfields in the 90s. So to be able to make it into the Hall of Fame really, really means a lot to me because I had to really play against some serious players when I played for North Hills.
LeVar, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.